You are listening to ArenaFan.com's Arena Bowl 20 podcast, coming to you from Radio Row at Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, the official headquarters of Arena Bowl 20.
All right, welcome back to the Mandalay Bay Radio Row. Joining me now is the quarterback for the Dallas Desperados, Mr. Clint Dolezel.
How's it going?
Pretty good, Clint. How you doing?
Oh, it could be better if I was playing this weekend, but hey, you take what you can get.
Absolutely. Well, so you did lead the league in TD passes this year.
Yeah, it was a good season. 105 touchdowns is, you know, says a lot for the team I was on. Great protection. Only gave up 2 sacks the whole season. 3 receivers with over 1,000 yards, all 3 of them. It was just one of those seasons where everything, you know, went together well. And we kind of threw the ball in more than we ran it in, so that helps when you're trying to, you know, you're going to throw that many touchdowns.
We were talking to Colston yesterday. He said he may have given up one of those sacks. Talk about Colston a little bit.
Oh, Colston's a great player, and he's only going to get better. You know, he's still young. Probably going to put a little more size on as well. Probably slow up a little bit when he gets older with the pass rush and get better as a pass blocker. So
absolutely.
He's going to develop into a really, really great player in this league as he already is.
Okay, we were already talking a little bit about last week's playoff game. In your opinion, what happened?
Well, I mean, there's nothing to take anything away from Orlando. They played great football. Jay had a great scheme, for their defense against our offense. Put a lot of pressure on me as well. They came in fired up. We stopped them right away, went down and scored, and then got another interception. Had a chance to go up 14 with the ball coming out in the second half.
Right.
If we score there, it might be, us playing this weekend instead of Orlando. But, hey, you got to give them to them. They didn't quit, and they didn't shut it down, and they turned it around.
Definitely. Now, in your opinion, I realize there was a little confusion at the end of the first half.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's amazing. You know, you maybe one coach, kind of messes up, mm-hmm. but all 3 of us not realizing it was 4th down was
right.
Just. I don't get it. I don't understand how that happens. It was kind of a weird thing. We're trying to run that clock down, and not give Orlando a chance to get the ball back, and we did exactly what we wanted to. We just lost track of downs.
Yeah, perfect strategy.
It was. Everything was up until, losing the count and being on 4th down, and it was just bad on our part, bad on my part. I take total, responsibility for it. It's just dumb.
Yep. Okay, well, talk about your days in Grand Rapids a little bit.
Grand Raggedy. I love Grand Rapids. I was really close to going back there this year.
Mm-hmm.
Made a lot of friends there. The ownership's great. There's nothing I could say about Grand Rapids. That won a championship there. And nothing but great memories from Grand Rapids. And who knows, one day, I've got one more year left in my contract. And I'm going to try to sign one more good year after that or one more good contract after next year. And we'll see where it takes me.
I'm sure you're well aware you have a lot of fans up there in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I do. I have made a bunch of friends there. And they called me all through the year, congratulate me. And, I do miss those times in Grand Rapids.
And you also played here in Vegas, a lot of friends here?
Yeah, quite a few. I think that would have been great for Dallas getting here in the Arena Bowl, and then I think we'd have had a lot of fans here too. And
you
we had a lot
have,
of guys
yes.
from the West Coast mm-hmm. that could have brought some fans as well that are from California. So we would have put a pretty good number of butts in the seat if we'd have been in here. So I think that was bad for the league. They need to look into that next time.
Yeah, definitely. right? Well, you've been around for quite a while. How has the league grown in your eyes?
It's just leaps and bounds. And, when I first got in the league, it was 95. The talent level has definitely gone up.
Yeah.
Players know that they don't have to go overseas to play in the World League to get a look now, for NFL teams. So I think that's the biggest part that it's, it's stepped the level of the game up. And the salary, obviously, has gone up over the years. And it's kind of, put some eyebrows towards us. Ownership has gotten stronger.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing but good things. When you get your TV contracts with NBC and your Foxes and OLN, that's where you start to move up in the ladder.
Right. Well, are you ready to get 2007 started back with the Desperados again?
Well, I'm ready for a couple of months off. I'm still bitter after Orlando kicking our butt last week. So I'm excited about what we've got coming back next year, sure, but. The next 3 or 4 months, I'm ready to just think about fishing and golf, and that's about it.
Yep, you and me both, man. You and me both. This is my 18th game this week, too.
Yeah, so that'll wear
I've
on
I've been
you.
Around for a little bit. Arena Battle coming up tomorrow. You got Shane and Sonny,
yep.
I believe.
Yep, we got at least maybe I can make it through the first round. Last year they had it set up for the runners to win.
Yeah.
This year they got the throwing first, which at least, you know, I can maybe make it to the second round, which turns into the running one.
Yeah.
And then there's the final round. If I can make it to that one, I feel pretty good about that because it's, again, throwing. You know, I feel pretty good about my throwing abilities. Now, my scrambling and running abilities, no. That's up to Joe Hamilton to the world.
Yeah, right. Well, Arena Bowl 20 on Sunday. The Predators and the Rush. Who do you got?
Well, you know, there's no question in my mind. If Orlando brings it like they did against us, I think they had the best shot at winning it. But, you know, Chicago's on a hot streak right now. They're playing well. The biggest thing is they've got to protect. If they don't protect the quarterback, it'll be a long night for Chicago. So, you know, as hot as they are coming in, it'll be a tough battle for Chicago to overcome.
Well, all right. Thanks a lot for joining me, Clint. I appreciate it.
You bet.
This has been Arena Fans Jason Lucas with Clint Dozell, the Dallas Desperados.
Thank you for listening to ArenaFan.com's podcast coverage of Arena Bowl 20 from Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Please keep an eye on your podcast subscription feed for more coverage coming soon.